USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Rescuers in Morocco are sifting through the rubble of a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck late last night, taking the lives of more than 1,000 people and injuring another 1,200. BBC's Charlotte Winfield reports.
Streets filled with rubble and destruction. The earthquake struck central Morocco shortly after 11 p.m. on Friday, with an aftershock less than 20 minutes later. The quake's epicenter is in a remote area of the High Atlas Mountains, but tremors are said to have been felt in the capital, Rabat, more than 200 miles away. There's reports that buildings in Marrakesh's old city have been destroyed, and one family was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed house.
The largest quake to hit the area in more than 100 years was felt as far away as Portugal and Algeria. Hurricane Lee is churning through open waters and battering the northeast Caribbean with heavy swells. Fox Weather meteorologist Jane Minar is tracking the latest.
It did weaken to a Category 3 storm overnight, though it is expected to re-strengthen in the days ahead. Still a bit unclear on where it will directly, head up the eastern seaboard and the impacts to the U.S. Specifically, the northeast, still a bit in question.
Lee is packing 115-mile-per-hour winds this morning. Property owners in Maui who were devastated by wildfires will soon be escorted back to see what's left of their homes. Officials say the latest number of people missing from the fires is 66, with at least 115 people confirmed dead. A terror suspect who escaped from a London area prison has been captured. London's Metropolitan Police say they captured Daniel Khalif this morning. He was discharged from the army in May, accused of obtaining information that, quote, might be directly or indirectly useful to an enemy, as well as a bomb hoax. He was in custody awaiting trial when he escaped on Wednesday. This is USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
New Mexico is cracking down on guns. Corey Myers has our report.
Governor Michelle Grissom, a Democrat, issuing an emergency order yesterday, suspending the right to carry guns in public across Albuquerque and the surrounding county for at least 30 days, this following recent instances of gun violence. The governor said she expects the order to face legal challenges, but that she believed she needed to act in response to recent gun-related deaths, such as an 11-year-old boy who was shot and killed outside a minor league baseball stadium.
The IRS has announced new initiatives targeting some 1,600 multimillionaires who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. 75 large business partnerships are also being investigated for tax evasion. Commissioner Daniel Werfel says funding from the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act and artificial intelligence tools have helped point IRS resources in the right direction. Detroit auto workers have rejected the latest offers from the big three automakers. A strike could begin as soon as the end of next week if there is no deal in place by Thursday night when the current contract expires. The president of United Auto Workers said yesterday that the 146,000 workers it represents expect to go on strike if General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler's parent company, Stellantis North America, do not improve their contract offers. Talks are expected to continue through the weekend. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
The smarter way to treat your floor, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.